I'll now call the board back in session. We'll have our next case, please.
The next application is 11714 Lullaby House, Inc. Seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare facility and to use a manufactured home type structure as a daycare building. Sections 115-23A, 115-23C5, 115-210A1, and 115-283E of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9, approximately 454 feet west of Harbison Road. The 911 address is 26324 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison. The zoning district is AR. The tax map is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 99.17. Again, they're looking for a special use exception for daycare and for the use as a manufactured home type structure as the use for the daycare building. They did receive one letter in support, and it says, "We are the property owners across the street from the applicant known as Self Central Storage at Harbison. Please accept this letter as support of the above referenced application. We have no objection," and that's signed Mark Schaefer. And that we received no letters in opposition and two mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Joseph A. Gebbia, Jr., 26324 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
Thank you. Please state your name and address for the record.
Sherry Gebbia, 26324 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Harbison, Delaware, 19951.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Joseph Gebbia, and this is my wife, Sherry Gebbia. We're here representing Lullaby House.
Yes, sir.
And she's going to take over from there.
So we are the owner and operators of Lullaby House. We have been here three times now. One for in 2009, and then 2012 when we expanded. 2014 we expanded again in the villages of Five Points. Mm-hmm. And now we're here because we have purchased our own property, and we'd like to put the daycare on 3.5 acres in Harbison.
Excuse me. Okay, we're starting out with some questions. Mr. Nelson, we'll start out with you, please.
You don't have anybody here in support, do you?
Oh, no.
Just a couple. Just a couple.
What year is the structure?
It's actually going to be a 2016.
Brand new structure.
It's brand new.
Structure?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Office type of structure?
Yes.
Yes.
Kitchen and bath, but no bedrooms? Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
And how many square feet?
It's approximately going to be
around.
It's 100 by
4,000, I believe.
Yeah,
4, around 4,000.
4, and how long do you need the structure?
This would be
if
our.
If I'm wrong, it's for it. The maximum we can approve for is 5 years, and the intent of that is that that gives you time to build a structure.
The structure are building is a permanent structure. It's not. We're using a modular home as our permanent structure.
Right, and you're here before the board because
okay.
You're only allowed to maximum okay. We can approve is 5 years.
Okay,
and. Mr. Mills, I don't know if that's correct.
If it's a modular home.
Oh, it's modular.
If it's a modular.
It's a modular
there was some
home.
Confusion because they okay. did ask for a manufactured home type structure.
Okay. But it's a modular home.
This is the first I'm hearing it's a modular. If it's actually a modular home,
right.
it would be considered a home and as long as it meet all building code.
Then why are we hearing a special use exception for a manufactured type structure?
Because when they first came in,
right.
they stated it was to staff that it was going to be a manufactured home type structure. So apparently there's been some confusion, and they've updated their plan that now it's a modular, so they only apparently
okay.
need one special
yes.
use exception
okay.
for the
I'm
daycare.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Yes.
Let's start over.
Bearcat Homes.
Let's start over. The question
yes.
before the board now, then,
is
will the requested use substantially, adversely affect the uses of neighboring adjacent properties?
No.
Do you feel it will?
No.
And why?
On one side of the daycare is our residence.
Okay.
And we aren't opposed.
Okay. All right.
And on the other side of the structure is the Harbison Cemetery.
Okay.
I believe they aren't going to oppose.
Okay.
And directly behind us is the chicken plant, and they have given us their support and asked what they can do.
The chickens?
Yeah. that would be great, but no, the people.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hudson.
Okay, so where you operated the daycare facility before, was there anything from as a result of your operation there that substantially affected adversely the neighboring and adjacent properties?
No. Actually, just the opposite.
We had several letters of support from the neighborhood before we moved in and then been there.
And the age group?
It's going to be birth to age 5. And we could possibly in the future raise that to include school children.
So but none of your support is going into the daycare, right? It's
spoken like an old man.
Not all of our support.
Yeah, right. Okay. And how many employees are you going to have?
We have 23.
23 employees?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
That must be bad kids.
Right now we have 100 children. We're downsizing when we move to our own property.
To what?
Right now, probably about around the 50. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. And you got plenty of parking?
Yes.
3.5 acres?
Yes, 3.5.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Any
questions? Hearing no further questions, Mr. Tripp, do you have any?
I take it there's going to be a play area in the backyard?
Yes.
Okay. Will be fenced in?
Yes.
Okay. And you said about 50. I take it you've gotten approval from the state for their approvals?
Well, we have to do this first. So this is the first step, but we have talked to the state. And, of course, I've been a licensed provider for 30 years. So I'm not new at this. And so we have talked. They'll probably approve us for more than 50. We're opting to do 50 to start around that 50 mark.
In other words, you have to come to the county first before
yes.
the state
yes.
before you get your approval.
This is okay, the first step for them.
Okay. I don't have to ask that question again through the years.
Now, you said the property is 3.5 acres, and the survey that I'm looking at seems to indicate if it's lot 2, it looks like it's 1.44 acres, and then there's perhaps, is that the next property over would be where your house is?
The previous owner was in the process of subdividing.
We are not.
When we purchased it, we opted not to complete the subdivision.
Okay.
And so that line just hadn't been taken out when we presented the drawings to you. It has since been taken out of our surveys.
Okay, so it's all one lot.
Yes. It's all one
yes.
lot.
That clarifies that. And is there any issue that you're aware of with the entrance onto State Route 9 there?
Not to where
no.
we're at, no.
Okay.
And you may have said it, but I didn't catch it. What's the hours of operation?
6 to 6.
Okay. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Please keep them up. I got 19. Okay. Thank you very much. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. Excuse me, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested and I'm convinced that the requested use would not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and we did not hear testimony to the contrary, and I make a motion that we approve case number 11,714.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rippon that we approve case number 11714. All those in favor, Mr.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills.
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11714 is approved.
Never Thank talk. You very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. Next case.